1925, the Scopes trial chastens fundamentalists. When populist politician William Jennings Bryan faced off against attorney Clarence Darrow, it was the highlight of the Scopes trial, a case about teaching evolution in Tennessee that had captured national attention and the capstone of the fundamentalist-modernist controversy in the Protestant churches. Darrow grilled Bryan on his interpretation of well-known Bible stories. Did he really believe that the whale swallowed Jonah, that Joshua made the sun stand still, and that Adam and Eve were the first people? Bryan answered yes, but Darrow made him admit he didn't know how these things happened and didn't know any geology or ancient history. The Big City Journalist reported that Darrow had revealed Bryan's ignorance and the absurdity of his biblical literalism. The great commoner died 5 days later, as if the defeat had killed him. The fundamentalists retreated from battle, dismissed by the rest of society, but they flourished under the radar of the press, planting churches from California to Virginia. In 1979, Jerry Falwell surprised everyone by launching a powerful political movement of fundamentalists and other conservative evangelicals. 37 years later, with white evangelical voters making up more than a quarter of the electorate, the Christian right helped elect Donald Trump. And that was by Francis Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is the 2017 winner of the National Book Critics Circle Award for Nonfiction for the Evangelicals.